Okay, start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Wednesday the 16th of January, Hey Shavat, Harav Yeruchim Goldwasser, keeping connected in the working days.
Good morning. I reside in Yerushalayim and split some of my time with New York City. And I'm now in the midst of the travel back to Eretz HaKodesh, and it's an honor and a privilege to be here this morning with Yidden that are looking to figure out how to get it right. Many people are very well equipped with the halacha l'maisa of what to do when we're in shul, Shabbos, mitzvahs, but we do find a large part of our life that deals outside of the shul and outside of the Beis Medrash and seemingly without certain mitzvahs. And this becomes very difficult because there isn't necessarily a how-to guide. This is one of the gray areas of Yiddishkeit at the beginning before one researches it. There are many chakiras that are discussed throughout Torah when it comes to mitzvahs maisyas. What is a shliach? Proper dealings in the business place, learning chayish and mishpat be'in, then we sometimes enter into a world of machshava, different thoughts, different terhurim. We don't find ourselves in the setting of what you would call the Beis Medrash. Finding a Kadosh Baruch in the workplace really is the opening line in this week's Torah portion, and the parasha is Bayal Parai. What's the obvious kasha? It's not Bayal Parai. I should say Lechal Parai. Why is a Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu, come to Parai? L'chayra, Hashem's not hanging out with Parai. He's not in Parai's palace. Elamai, what does it mean, come to Parai? All the Svarim HaKadoshim explain that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the good times, and he's also in the bad times. He's where things are clear, he's where things aren't so clear. In the Beis Medrash, everything is very, very clear. Shabbos, Yontif, when I know what to do, halacha l'maisa, which we train in most of our years in yeshiva, it's very clear, I'm well equipped. But when we leave the world a bit of halacha l'maisa and we enter a world where there's different emotions and different energies and different mishigas and different yetzaharas that come over a person, beruchni esubagashmias, so all of a sudden I'm left with ayim akayim kavodai, Hashem, where are you? And very beautifully written, I saw that the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, Beis. Toiv Torim Derech Eretz. Everyone knows the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Toiv Torim Derech Eretz. Great is Torah that comes along with Derech Eretz. Shegia Shneim. When a person toils in both of them, Mishkachas Avoin. He forgets about sin. Ki Torah v'da. Now, let's pause with that for a second. When a person is toiling with Torah and Derech Eretz, he forgets about sin. But yet, what does that mean? Because today's topic is how not to sin when I'm working in Derech Eretz. So it doesn't mean just because I'm doing Derech Eretz and I'm in work that everything's good to go. And even working on my midas and working on my avodas Hashem, when I get there and a challenge arises, someone walks in the office, doesn't look properly, someone says something that isn't proper, I go away from my clarity that I had in the Beis Medrash. It says here very beautiful that this is the Bechina of Melo Kol Haaretz Kevodo, which is the Hiskalos of Hashem. When we're in Shul on Shabbos, what do we say? Shabbos, Melo Kol Haaretz Kevodo, Hashem fills all the worlds. And the same sentence we say, Ayim Akayim Kevodo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where are you? Make your mind up. Is it Melo Kol Haaretz Kevodo? Does Hashem fill all the worlds? Or are we at a loss of words, Hashem, where are you? And be'emes, this is the nekuda that a yid goes through in the rhythm that a yid goes through throughout his day. Sometimes we're very focused, we're very clear, we're in shul, we have the Mishnah Berurah, we have the Shulchan Aruch, I know exactly what I'm supposed to do. And then I get into the office, I'm traveling, I'm on the airplane somewhere, and I'm in a different country, I'm in a different city, I'm in a different environment than in the environment that is filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the real, in clarity, where I can see it in an easy way in shul, Shabbos, with the mishpacha, sitting on the table, putting on tefillin, yontif, and now I'm in the workplace, and all of a sudden, ayim akayim kavodo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where are you? So what our avodah is going to be to start to klar chakiras, which we would call birurim, not just in the world of maisa, which is Shulchan Aruch, but in the world of machshava and in the world of hirur. And when I start to work through my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, and the ultimate, say, on most of it, many are in Kaddish, it says, Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Samid, having HaKadosh Baruch Hu opposite your eyes, will now be my mission statement for the day. I'm going to go into work, and I have to figure out how I'm going to do that. So knowing it is not enough. Because in the world of Maisa, I have so many Chakiras that are broken down to tell me exactly every nuance. In my world of Maisa, where's all the stress and anxiety? I work with a lot of young professionals in Eretz Yisrael, in New York, in Washington. We have a few places. I hear a lot of people's stories. The Iker stress in the world today is not what to do, but it's why to do it, which means that people are getting challenged with their stress and their anxiety and sadness. And the younger generation, the older, we knew what to do. I mean, I'm not so old, but everyone knew what to do. It was clear. It was mesuda. This is what you get up, you dive and quit kvetching, go to work. And the oilam, the man forward, the train moves and everything was great. The next generation is dealing with a very, very, very different world, a different bag of issues. And the stress and the anxiety is coming from hirhurim. It's coming from different thoughts. It's coming from different machshavas. Those machshavas all want to be b'kedusha. The world is getting more tumadik. The world is getting out of control. And our avoda is to combat that. So that seeps into everyone's life. How do we deal with it? We start to make chakiras, which is birurim, in our hirhurim and our machshava. When we start to make these clarifications and these distinctions, it opens up new place to move deeper in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the easiest thing in the world, or we'd be able to live shivisi and we wouldn't have a problem in our office. We wouldn't have a problem staying connected as we travel throughout the world. I travel the world every month. I can tell you, there's a lot of challenges that are going on. So instilling b'chol drachecha de'ayu, bringing these psukim, halacha l'maisa, is a tremendous avoda. We'd call it going into the emuna gym. We're going into the shivisi gym, where I start to work and flex my muscles and my thoughts to be able to see Hashem opposite my eyes, b'poil mamish, in reality. Again, halacha takes me to a certain level. Now I'm dealing with all of my thoughts, all of my passions, all of my dreams, fantasies, mishigas, things that are coming over me, things that are moving with me. It can come flying. And then you have the mishpach, and you have kindlech, and then you start, person starts to have different moments of years, or insecurities, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not, Hashem, where are you? What do you expect from me? So really packing oneself with the right disciplines is going to lead us to a successful life, not just in the Beis Medrash, but also outside of the Beis Medrash. Not just in the world of Maisa, of mitzvahs, but also in the world of Machshava and Hirhur. And most of our day is spent dealing with our Machshavas and our Hirhurim. A few hours we get to go to a shir, and we get to go to davening, which is an unbelievable schus. We spend most of our life preparing for 4 hours of our day. And the avoda is now to start to prepare for the rest of the day. When I'm not in the Beis Medrash, when I'm not putting on my tefillin, and I'm not necessarily involved, what seems in an external way, in the world of Maisa. Now, of course, when someone's working, and all the money he's taking off Meiser, and he's supporting a Jewish family, and he's giving all the proper, allocating the funds the right way, of course, then his whole metzias becomes one of Ruchnias. But I'm talking a little bit deeper, on a deeper level. Are we clear so far? Any questions? Yeah. So now you can take that one step forward, that even in the workplace, when someone is living kalacha, when someone is living properly via staff design, he can also be in the Dalet HaMashal Halacha. So what's going to make the difference? Because sometimes we don't feel that way. A person says, I'm in Dalet HaMashal Halacha, but then he doesn't feel that way. No, so what's the avoda? We're taking it one step forward. The Dalet HaMashal Halacha is what we prepare for in yeshiva throughout the years. That's in shul. That's Shabbos, Mitzvah Maisias. But then we go to the office, and even if we're doing the right things with the money, you know, it could be a long way just trying to check out the weather on the internet. You can find yourself in 18 other websites via just like the one little address you were trying to get to. And it's Loi Biyodeinu. And everybody's dealing with the same issues. The internet had made the world one big mishpucha. For better or worse. We're able to send out shiur, and we're able to send out great things. That's gewaldig. And then, unfortunately, there's also a tremendous amount of challenges that come up with it. Dealing with those challenges is going to be dealing with the fact that we have to learn how to find the Kaddish Baruch Hu, not just in the Beis Medrash, but also outside of the Beis Medrash. Not just in the world of Melech Laretz Kavodai, but also in the world of Ayim Mekayim Kavodai. It's the opening Nakuda. That's the mission statement for Yid. And this, let's get back to our Mishnah on Pirkei Avos. Ta'iv Torah im derech eretz. And then if one toils in them tremendously, he forgets about sin. It's the two realities of Melechlo'etz Kavoidai and Ayim Akam Kavoidai. If somebody learns how to find the Kaddish Baruch Hu in Torah, that's easy. But then when I'm finding it with Derech Eretz as well, I'm in the workplace and I learn that there's a reality of Ayim Akam Kavoidai, and I know it's a challenge, and I'm not going to try to end for that challenge with a halachic response, because it's one of hirhur and machshava. It's one of energies. It's one that goes beyond the halach l'maisa. And that's where the challenges begin. Memes, it's the same thing in all of Avodas Hashem. If someone finds himself shvach, not able to go to a shir, not able to get to davening early the way he wants to, not able to do certain levels in Avodas Hashem, it's not that he doesn't know what to do. Everybody knows what to do. It's in the hirhurim, it's in the machshavas, it's in all the babulim that go over a person. We have to get them under control, and we have to search for the disciplines and the eitzes that are dealing with this. We'll take a few minutes to look through some of the Heilige Ushpizin, some of our seven shepherds that have shepherded us up until today, and maybe look for a few divrei chizik from them to help us along the way in the world of Halacha L'maisa. We'll start with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu finishes his world of Maisa, which is the Bris Mila, and he's sitting Pesach Ha'oil K'chaim Hayayim. And then all of a sudden, he sees now another opportunity for a mitzvah. But between point A and point B, I'm going to be entering no man's land, seemingly, a world of Aye. So what does he tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Alna savar me'al avdecha. Don't leave your Eved, don't leave, wait, Haltzichan. What do we learn in Rashi? We learn from here that going to do Gemilas Chasodim is more than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. The Mar Naim says something fascinating. He says, "Al nasaver mal avdecha, don't leave me." It means, "Come with me, be with me the whole day." So, how do you fashtei Rashi? When I'm able to do the gemilas chasodim with shivisi, with Hakadosh Baruch Hu in it, that's the highest level. When I'm not stand running to the malachim, but I'm running with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, then my ego is out of it, my midas are out of it. I realize I have a very good tati who's standing right next to me, and he loves me. I find so often today in the Welt, speaking to everybody, that the words Yisrael Asher B'chai Aspar, we're not sure. It's Bamas? Azoy? Kaddish Baruch Hu really has hit Pa'arut in me? Kaddish Baruch Hu really finds glory in me? Then we'll sound a little Yiddish, a little Atzlers. Emunah in the Divrei Chachamim is all we have. And the Divrei Chachamim of how much Kaddish Baruch Hu loves us, and how much Kaddish Baruch Hu is by us, Avraham Avinu knew. And he knew he was able to say, Kaddish Baruch Hu, come with me. So as we go to work, Al Nasavim Al Avdecha doesn't mean I have to go make Parnasa. I'll meet you back in the Beis Medrash at 5 p.m. right for Minchin Fishkir. Hashem Al Natavar, come with me the whole day. Be with me my entire life. And we have to realize that that's the Metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not just exist in the Beis Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in the entire world. And when a person is able to instill these messages and have a moon in these psukim, so all of a sudden we can take it with us and it becomes a reality. And it's in America they have better living with them, Martha Stewart. This is better living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'avdo, better living with Ruchnias, it's a good life. Yeah, Leilin. She'd know the psukim. When the great seer of Lublin was a young boy, he used to run out of cheder into the forest. So his father already was getting calls from the Chanchim, Malamdim. Your son seems to find himself not in his place, not in his seat. We're going to have to send him out of school, and he's going. So his father calls the Chayz of Lublin, the little boy at the time, says, "I have to have a talk with you." So he comes, he sits down at the table, Bakovedik, you know, Ada little boy. He's like, "What's the story? Your Rebbe's waiting for you in Cheder. You're supposed to be there. You have the time to be there. What kind of mishagas is this?" So he says, the Chayz says, I'm going to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to find Hashem. So his tati says, Hashem exists in the whole world. You can find him everywhere. So the Chayzer said, it's true, he exists in the whole world, but I don't. I'm going to flip the story the other way. We're going to start to focus on ourselves a little bit, and maybe we'll make a hashlama. We sometimes, getting focused and finding ourselves to be in the right kavana and the right focus and clarity throughout the day of standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the great tzaddikim, we were able to see in all of their tznuot, all of their movements, they were dolif nemi ata oimed. They knew in front of who they were standing. Our avoda is to gather ourselves together a little bit and to be mechazik zayin. Before I leave the Beis Medrash, I'm going to go throughout the day. I have to live with Shivisi. I have to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe make a little tefillah. Al nasav me'al avdecha. Please don't leave me. So we had a Shchodesh Shabbos, and Tu B'Shvat is coming. It's a very, very interesting holiday. Bechal had to connect to Tu B'Shvat. It's not something, again, with many mitzvahs ma'isiyas. Sometimes it gets a little swept under the rug, because what am I supposed to do? Shechianu, how long does it take, Bechal, of fruits? The whole program is about 2.5-3 minutes. And then even if you go to Rebbe's Tish, what is he doing? What's he accomplishing? It's very schwer to tap into it. So maybe just a nekuda of chizik for it, along the lines of staying focused and connected throughout the day, we'll talk about nekudas tovus, little points of goodness. Nekudas tovus are able to bring a person to the real connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we think, when I'm sitting in Seder, I'm sitting in Beis Medrash, I'm in a shir, I'm in davening, it's moedik. But then throughout the day, what's the most I could do when I'm working? Maybe think about Hashem a little bit. It's not the same, I don't know, and then I start to go over, what's it worth anyhow? We celebrate the little buds that come out on the Shkediatri. And in Shulayim Ban Yeshiva, we have a little Shkediatri. And Mamish, it's a miracle every year, Tu B'Shvat, little red and white, and then it blossoms, it's gorgeous. Why are we celebrating the little buds? Celebrate the big flowers, celebrate the fruits. What kind of mishagas is this? Elamai, it's the little nekudas tovus that we're able to do during our day. The Baal Shem Tov explains, a person is where his thoughts are. It's a meridik echidish. You are where your thoughts are. So with that, we can understand, the person's in the office, and he might not have the greatest thought, he might have thoughts of Aye, Mekayim Kavodai. Like we read in Tehillim, right? Everyone goes to Dovan HaMelech, Loyaleinu, if someone's very sick, to get life. But the rest of the week, we don't call him. Our opportunity is to be able to call David HaMelech every single day and to start to learn Tehillim Be'in. David HaMelech was called Bar Nafli. And any time a person reaches a situation in life where he might feel an afila, whether he has a little stress with the family, I'm not sure how this is going to work out, so some uncertainties, go to David HaMelech. He went through all the nafilas of the world. He's not just called Bar Nafli because he was a stillborn, supposed to be a stillborn. He's also Bar Nafli because he went through many different challenges. And he wrote the Sefer for better living. And when we start to learn David HaMelech Be'in, there are Sfarim that talk about Tehillim Be'in, and when we start to learn them, I found very magical pieces of advice in Tehillim to be able to give a person chizik to live the ultimate life of connectedness, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hu'akol Hu'akol Yachol, and He is the Metzius of everything. And He is the car, and He is the Parnasa, and He is the food, and He is the beautiful Beis Medrash, and He is everybody here, so I want to be as connected to that as possible. David HaMelech says, "Im Esek Shemayim, if I go up to the heavens, Shamata. But if I'm in a low place, a place without a little bit of emunah, without the right connectedness, hineka, you're right next to me." So the first is to focus in on the words, emesik shemayim, if I go up to the heavens, shamata, you're over there somewhere, sham, you're there somewhere. If I'm in a low place, hineka, you're right with me. You're not somewhere there, your mamish right with me. And the word ches, chet, when someone makes a mistake, is ches tes aleph. Why the aleph? It's silent. Kodesh Baruch Hu is with somebody constantly, 24/7. A yid has an inseparable connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu. The tree looks dead. The person goes into the office, he's a little bit dead. It comes to B'Shvat, the tree is dead. I might not be feeling so connected in the office, feeling on Kodesh Baruch Hu, remembering the Daf Yomi, the Sugya, Halacha L'Maaseh. What's the opportunity at that time? To remember Tu B'Shvat. What's Tu B'Shvat? No matter how dead the tree is, it's a little gush of sap that's constantly running through it, giving it life force and vitality. A yid is a chelek elokai mimal. We're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24/7 intrinsically. It can't be shaken. When a person is able to live with that, and a person is able to understand it and have a emunah in that, that's the gift. It's not always, again, we're trained in very much halacha l'maisa. Tu B'Shvat is not much halacha l'maisa. But in the world of hirur, the world of machshava, the world of happiness and kedusha, there's so many different mindsets and disciplines that come from the yontif. That's the gift and the chizik of the yontif. Every yontif, a person has to say, what's the chizik of the yontif? What's the gift of the yontif? We discussed two gifts just now of the yontif. One is the little nekudas tovus, the small buds that we're celebrating, the potential of what's going to be. The second nekudah of Tu B'Shvat is the connectedness and the iskashus with Hashem, no matter where a person is in life. Then we have Yitzchak. Yitzchak is called, he goes out into the field. Why is he going out into the field? He's going into the field to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens often in life? The person is very, very confused and he doesn't see the personal oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak's teaching us how to be very focused. It's us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody can get in the way. The person might be in the office. He sees so much going on. The world of Pirud, right? This week's parish is Bayel Parei. Bay is two. Bays is two. Aleph is one. The avoida is to go from the two to the one. And when I move through the world of multiplicity and duality and bilbul and mishagas and chesaron and emuna, and I fight for the aleph, the alufa shel olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm able to reach the goal. And I'm able to find that in the world. I'm able to find that in the workplace. And that's the chizik of this week's Parsha Boy. You know, it's very interesting that it comes in with this beautiful shir in the morning, that the Torah way that seems to be going on every morning. It's Parsha Lechidish. It's a chizik for everybody. Shkoy for having me. It's very big. Gelegenheit. It's a big schus to be able to speak with everybody. And it's really the way to go. Boy al pare means that I'm going from the base to the aleph. Every single moment of my life, I find myself in a little bit of a chesaron in emuna. Find myself dealing with different bilbulim, it's not clear. Because when you're in emuna, it's a stress-free life, there's no anxiety, everything is mayate. When I find myself moving away into the bays, into the two, I'm not completely with the aleph, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everything comes over to me. The avodah is to go from the bays to the aleph. Yitzchak's teaching us how to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu under any circumstance. Yankiv, we have till 9 o'clock. Yankiv Avinu. He's on his way. Yankiv Avinu is on his way to Lavan. That's probably the most toughest, difficult job from the others, as we know. And he's on the way to work with this thief. And he does a great job. So how did he do it? How did he do it the Torah way? So he stops on his way over and he has this little dream. And he sleeps on this rock. And he gets up after the next morning and he totally in shock. The dream, the whole night, everything that was going on. Says the famous words, "Achein yesh Hashem b'makim azev anoich lo yadati Hakadosh Baruch Hu." I had no clue that this was such a heiliger place. Now that I chap what's going on, he chaps a pachin and gets himself together. So Svarim Hakadoshim explain, "Achein yesh Hashem b'makim azev." In which place? In the place of sleep. Anoich lo yadati. I didn't know that you exist in physicality. I didn't know that you exist. The person goes to sleep. There's nothing kedusha really that you say is man kriyish. You have the negovas next to the bed. But what do I do during that time? During that time is yesh Hashem b'makim azeh, in the lowest places of physicality. Va'itzah she'ol ayeka, where I don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shamata, you're right there. You're next to me. You're close to me. You're with me. And this is another beautiful nekuda that Yaakov is teaching us how he went on to love, and is that he learned that there's only transformation and elevation in Yiddishkeit. There's no amputation. It's a shtickle Christian concept. Everything can be elevated. Sometimes elevation is staying away from something. Everything there in the world is for us to elevate. And when we transform our business day, we realize that it's an opportunity to have iskashus with Hashem every single second and to do mitzvahs. Mitzvahs aren't just b'maisim. Mitzvahs are our hurim and our thoughts and the tremendous amount of reward that we get for each hearer, each machshava. A person sees something he shouldn't, wants to be mezgaber on himself. It's a huge mitzvah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're unfortunately taught a certain metrics table of how Hashem judges. And the Svarim explained to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so much reward for our thoughts, because that's what the real relationship is. A person can come home to his wife, he's sitting opposite from her at the table, dinner is served, life goes on, no one's home, there's no relationship. That's Gehenna. And unfortunately, Yidden live the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They show up to shul, they're doing the mitzvahs, everything goes. Ayaka, where are you? It's all in the machshava. It's all in the herhurim, and that's really where the world is going. You see it tremendously. People are dealing the most with the cup, with the Yiddish cup. Not just for business, but for peace, serenity, tranquility, the Chaim Tovim. Where is the Chaim Tovim? So Yankov is telling us, Achein yesh Hashem b'makim azeh, I'm finding him in the workplace. I have to learn how to do it. There's a lot of disciplines. I've been spending many, many, many years trying to figure it out. There's avodas, the tzaddikim teach us how to do it. There's halacha, and then there's hirur, and machshava, and avodas Hashem. That goes when I'm leaving the Beis Medrash. Then we'll end off with Moshe. It's 9 o'clock. We'll end off with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the biggest chizik. Moshe Rabbeinu sees Klal Yisrael after the eagle. You can imagine what it was like. And instead of giving a poor patch, he brings down the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, and he gives us Haschal Chadasha to begin again. And that's what a tzaddik is. That's what our Rabbanim is. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klal Yisrael. Whoever a person is, right? If you're in work, and what happens, a person has a shtickle nefila, a little bit of a moment, a little bit of a year, she's not with Hashem, or he did something he didn't feel was 100% Masa Matan Be'emuna, the halach, he wasn't sure about this, he has a little bit of a feeling of yish, and then after a little despair comes a little bit more, and then once, you know, hey. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Chap Sechmit, hold on, be focused, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, there's a Lucha Shnias, and that's Beis Reishis, is Beis Reishis, Alexander says, it's two beginnings, it's new beginnings, we should be Zoicha, to listen to the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, to feel the Chizik that he's giving us, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us each and every second, despite Kol Masha Overlove, whatever went over us in life, to begin again with fire, with Chizik, with passion, with connection, with dikduke hamitzvahs and dikduke hamachshavas tzamen, and we should be zoicher to be meshkachas of, and like it says in Pirkei Avos, we should forget about any sin because we're so involved with shivisa shalom nagdis amen. Have a great day.